Chapter 46. Holy, but the sea, which knows nothing of kings and priests and tyrants, is the holiest of all. Doctor, I should like to bury her in the sea. No mummeries, candles, incense, no holy water mumbled over by priests. The spirit of liberty is upon the waters. Amazing old man. He was saying all this in an undertone, as if talking to himself. Yes, yes, interrupted Captain Mitchell, impatiently. Poor old chap. But have you any idea how that ruffian Satillo obtained his information? He did not get hold of any of our cargoers who helped with the truck, did he? But no, it is impossible. These were picked men we've had in our boats for these 5 years, and I paid them myself specially for the job, with instructions to keep out of the way for 24 hours at least. I saw them with my own eyes march on with the Italians to the railway yards. The chief promised to give them rations, as long as they wanted to remain there. Well, said the doctor, slowly, I can tell you, that you may say goodbye forever to your best lighter, and to the captains of cargoers. At this, Captain Mitchell scrambled up to his feet in the excess of his excitement. The doctor, without giving him time to exclaim, stated briefly the part played by Hirsch during the night. Captain Mitchell was overcome. Drowned. He muttered, in a bewildered and appalled whisper. Drowned. Afterwards he kept still, apparently listening, but too absorbed in the news of the catastrophe, to follow the doctor's narrative with attention. The doctor had taken up an attitude of perfect ignorance, till at last Satillo was induced to have Hirsch brought in to repeat the whole story, which was got out of him again with the greatest difficulty, because every moment he would break out into lamentations. At last, Hirsch was led away, looking more dead than alive, and shut up in one of the upstairs rooms, to be close at hand. Then the doctor, keeping up his character of a man not admitted to the inner councils of the Santome administration, remarked that the story sounded incredible. Of course, he said, he couldn't tell what had been the action of the Europeans, as he had been exclusively occupied with his own work in looking after the wounded, and also in attending Don Jose Avellanos. He had succeeded in assuming so well a tone of impartial indifference, that Satillo seemed to be completely deceived. Till then a show of regular inquiry had been kept up. One of the officers sitting at the table wrote down the questions and the answers. The others, lounging about the room, listened attentively, puffing at their long cigars and keeping their eyes on the doctor. But at that point Satillo ordered everybody out. Gutenberg edition. End of chapter.